Hey everyone, my name is Houston Hall, and I'm a senior at J.J. Pierce High School. I'd love to explain to y'all how I was brought to having a true relationship with Christ in high school. I first started believing in God when I was 5. My parents got rid of the place that we had in our backyard. I was heartbroken. That is when my older brother told me about the gospel, and I asked Jesus into my heart that very day. This was my first interaction with the gospel, but I feel like my faith journey really started at the end of 8th grade when I started to apply God in my life through prayer and reading God's word. That is when I decided to get baptized and wanted to show people that I was going to live my life rooted in Christ. However, that is not really how things turned out. In my last year of middle school and my first year of high school, my older brother moved to Missouri to finish a high school in a sober living environment. I felt my older brother, being the person that showed me Christ, was being taken away from me. Although he is doing so much better, this circumstance took a huge toll on my faith at this time. During these hard times, my faith was still strong because of certain friends. Specifically, I had one friend who kept me in God's word and showed me that living as a Christian was the best thing for me. But I decided to block her out because I wanted to pursue a different kind of life. Of course, I still wanted God in my life, but no longer as the biggest thing in my life. I wanted to tuck him inside my pocket and only turn to God when I wanted to. With him in my pocket, I began to idolize things like sports, watching TV, playing video games, focusing on my job, caring too much about my car, and on my phone way too much. What was even worse were my character flaws. I began cussing, gossiping all the time, and I was focused on being myself and not putting God in God or others first. This was the opposite of what Jesus called me to be. Then, about a year ago, things began to change. I found a community group full of guys who shared the same struggles as I do. Matthew 18:20 says, "For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them." When I grew up going to church and knew my Bible, the thing I needed most was community. Showing up to community group and showing up to small group was what I needed to help grow in my faith. Bottom line, these guys are rooted in my life every single day. They know me and they keep me in check. Over the past year, I felt God's presence and I have been growing in faith, but I need so much more improvement. Although my faith has changed by Christ and community, I can't tell you guys that I am perfect. There are some days where I forget to read my Bible or pray, and I'm still tempted to live my life with God in my pocket. So even though I am still not perfect, still tempted to live my life in my God in my pocket. So even though I am not perfect, I know he is always with me, and he's always with you. We can try to run from him, but as Psalms 139 verse 7 and 8 says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you will be there. If I make my bed in the depths of the sea, you will also be there." Again, I am still not perfect, but I know God loves me, and I have godly friends who care about me. So, as I head to college, I pray I find a community group of guys who will help me be the person Christ called me to be. And I hope you all understand and know it is vital to have godly people direct you and speak truth into your life. God used community group to change my life, and I know he wants to do the same with you. Thank you for listening to my story and seeing how Christ and godly community have became the bigger picture in my life. I'm going to miss Shoreline in my small group, but I look forward to life God has for me in college. Thanks.